Sometimes when you're feeling down, you gotta cheer yourself up. You gotta look at pictures of Yowie hands. This is bigger than I can't even fathom how freaking big these things are. They're bigger than his head.
It's nothing so at all. Sunday morning.
Live performance.
Dawning.
That's beautiful.
It's just the wasted years.
My own private show.
So close behind.
He's getting farther away. The room's growing.
Sunday morning.
It's really close to my face.
Hey, it's the only song I know with a ton of reverb. Lou Reed just kind of fades out into infinity at the end of the track.
Oh. Wait, that's a joke, right? That's not actually Lou Reed.
That's Lou Reed.
You're telling me that's not your Bob Dylan impression?
Lou Reed and Bob Dylan sound very similar.
Oh, okay.
Bob Dylan is... Bob Dylan is...
Yeah.
And I just grew... Tangled up in blue, and then Lou Reed is Sunday.
Lou Reed is you're saying Lou Reed is just Bob Dylan's alter ego, but with reverb.
Lou Reed is Bob Dylan, but from New York City.
Where's Bob Dylan from?
That's a great question. You'll have to ask him next time you see him. Hold on, this shit's great. It's been a minute since
we haven't used the Echo in a while. I mean, we haven't found anything else besides the Echo or the reverb or whatever.
Whoa.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Dude, what's going on, Snake Bro?
Hey, how's it going, fucking... I don't even know who you sound like. Oh, it's doing it to my voice, too?
I think it's kicking up in my microphone.
Oh, okay.
Wow, what's going on, dude? It's Deep Throat. What is Malty? I don't understand.
Malty.
Reverb.
Bam. Ooh, heavenly.
Damn it, big in here.
This is ridiculous.
I'm lost.
Yeah, I know. I can't find you. Come back. I'm over. Follow my voice. It's a hall of mirrors.
Declan. Oh, God, Declan. Thank God I found you.
Hey.
Oh, my God. It's really... Oh. We're filming this one inside of a cavern. I don't know if you know. I got kind of lost.
I'm getting I want to get into creative podcast. It's like, you know, when you've been together for a while, you know, shake things up. You got to do it in different places.
What anniversary is the gold anniversary?
It's like
I think that's the reverb anniversary.
Three or four. Yeah, it's.
Whoa. This is delay. Okay.
What's the difference between a delay and a reverb?
I think reverb has distortion.
Does it? Oh, maybe.
I don't know. Let's try like a higher end one.
Okay.
Oh, that's
hello,
a very
hello.
That's just a yodeling effect. Can you make it do the thing? Can you have it or do a reverse echo where your voice comes out, the echo is first, and then you talk? This is fucking
terrifying.
We're going.
We're no podcast.
It's gone.
Oh,
Okay.
Now we're back in.
Yes. Can we get Declan up to the front desk, please?
So we're in this shipping container heading across the Pacific. We found a way to get to Japan for free, you guys.
This one's awesome. This one's modulation.
I like this one a lot. Oh yeah. Oh, this is so great.
This is modulation.
Try and tame me.
Whoa.
Oh, hey, Lou Reed.
That one's not even modulated. This doesn't sound like modulation at all.
No, it just sounds like a reverb.
Okay, well, this is enough of these. I would do this all day if you let me. I think I've been clipping this entire time. I hope not, but oh well.
You sound a lot louder than I do.
Oh, boy, this is great. This is so great. Oh, the effects to main has been cranked really fucking high, so I'm clipping.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, no more. Done. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm back. Yeah.
Every 20 episodes or so, we got to exhaust that.
Yeah, there's not really much going on this board other than that, but man, that's a lot of fun.
There's a few in there. Yeah, that's enough to... Yeah, but surely if there's one to make your voice higher, there's one to make it lower, right?
We should probably put some of our reaction clips into this filter, I would say. Do you have I couldn't believe it?
Oh, of course.
Hold on, I'm going to go up to
Give me 1 sec.
Yeah, 1 second. Hold on. Okay. I'll tell you when it's enabled.
All right.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Where the fuck?
Whenever you are ready.
Where the fuck is it?
The soundboard.
Hold on. What? How could I not have it?
Uh-oh.
I just played it like a few weeks ago. Hold on.
Declan, why?
I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh,
why
gosh.
Have you forsaken?
Oh no! It was named a different. Okay, you ready?
Okay, hold on 1 second. I gotta find out what the best reverb is.
Okay.
This one. There was one that was fucking crazy. Hello.
No.
Oh, I think Echo was pretty good. Or was that? What was that?
Sorry if I sound real gross right now. By the way, I got this crazy mint Ethan gave me.
Oh,
it's
delay.
Very strong. I'll be done in a few minutes.
Hello. I like that one.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it!
Ooh, sample that. That's
okay,
good.
Hold on. Oh, let's try a reverb now. Because, Declan, not Declan, Steven should be here for our 50th episode, so. Okay, here we go. Try that one.
Wait. Hold on, I gotta...
Huh! Gay!
I just got it real quick. Okay. I'm just gonna play the same one.
I couldn't believe it.
Ooh, weird. It echoes it, but it's a little bit lower or something.
Sample this, please.
It doesn't do it for my. It's only on yours.
Oh.
Give me the.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. This is like almost a reversed echo. Yeah, it's weird. I like it. Oh.
That sounds like a fucking, Elder Scrolls effect.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. That's definitely...
Or maybe even Minecraft.
That's giving me Oblivion flashbacks, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, I like it.
All right, well, that's very silly. Anyways,
those guys are fags!
I haven't had that one in a while.
It's so good.
I own damn fries.
Whoa. Obama. Talking to me from the heavens.
Oh, he's no longer president, so he might as well be dead.
Yeah. Rip.
Pouring out for Barry.
Extreme. You have the effect only on the board now?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You can do that?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
He says it twice.
Try it again. Give me one more.
Stuff
just
don't make
a fuck.
Whoa.
Whoa. Well, that's
bad. These are ancient. Oh, it's no. such a louder, it's such a huge arena. It sounds more haunted circus-like.
Whoa.
Don't do that. Hey, Editing Declan, fuck you. Fuck you, buddy.
Hello, Editing Declan. All right.
It's just
very full.
Yeah, I think we're good with that.
So we watched some stuff.
still shocked from beyond the grave at Bruce Willis
in the
racism.
Abyss. It's so good. So I you know the movie Vertigo?
No.
Okay, you're familiar.
You referenced it earlier, and I didn't know anything about Vertigo.
Are you aware of the movie Vertigo that
is?
Is it
the one where people go into really high places and have sex?
No.
I'm thinking of Crash.
That's Bonigo.
Never mind. Shut up.
But
it's the old movie that people like.
Vertigo is a...
That's the one where a San Francisco detective suffering from acrophobia investigates the strange activities of an old friend's wife, all while becoming dangerously obsessed with her.
Yes. Wow, that was off the dome, huh?
I just guessed.
Okay.
I just kind of pulled a movie plot kind of out of my ass.
Wow, that's really fucking crazy.
I can just do that.
That's impressive. Okay.
They hire me as a script generator.
Describe the cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
That's the one where Tom Cruise has a really fucked up face and he falls off a building.
Whoa!
See? I just moved this table with how accurate that was. The universe was like, whoa.
Damn, shaking. I'm shaking over here. That's basically it. Anyways, so I figured out that Vertigo, which is a now for Hitchcock film starring Jimmy Stewart, is basically just a shoujo. So Jimmy Stewart becomes obsessed with this girl. And then she dies, and then he finds another girl who looks exactly like her.
Oh, it's like Fuka.
It's like Vertigo.
Just like Vertigo.
And he becomes romantically involved with her and convinces her to dress and dye her hair and act exactly like this other girl.
I would love to know how he convinces her to do that. I should probably watch Vertigo. But I won't.
Well... You should. It's a good movie.
Apparently, it's a classic.
But that just got me thinking about how women's minds work, and I think there's no better authority than two men as to how women's minds work. I think we have a unique insight.
Well, we're not here to make assertions. We're just here to observe.
Mm-hmm.
And what we decided to observe is Mitsu Drops or Honey Honey Drops.
Every woman's favorite show.
Depending on
OVA.
What nation you're from. Yeah, so I found this.
Thanks, dude.
So, look, we can't watch a full show every episode. We can't. It's just we are adults. We don't have that much time. So sometimes we have these nights where we just kind of look up whatever and just watch it. And this is Honey Honey Drops. OVA 2006. Two episodes, and it's based on a manga or something? Manga. And who's that written by? That's what I need to find out. Because, like, who did this?
Who's responsible?
Who's responsible?
You know, back-to-back episodes of School Days and Honey Honey Drop are, like, we're delving deep into the psyche.
We went from basketball to, like, you know, like crazed
emotional abuse,
narcissism, and emotional abuse, and then we just combined them. So yeah. I don't know what the fuck is up with us lately. I don't know what.
Wait till you see what we watch next.
I mean, that's okay. Manga created by Kanon Minami. That sounds like a lady's name.
She knows what they want.
I need to. Is there a picture of this lady? There's no way, right? This has to be a pen name. Live journalism. Oh my gosh, she's real.
Is she pretty?
And she doesn't look fucking that crazy.
Let me see.
Who hurt you, Kanon?
Now there's a little bit of pain behind those eyes, Declan.
Minami, what happened?
There's hurt. There's a past in that smile.
Can we just send her an email right now?
Have you ever seen?
I would do that live. Is there some way to contact her?
If you find a picture, you can get her email.
blog.honeyfeed.com FM. That's just a recommendation.
Have you ever seen the girl who wrote Full Metal Alchemist and Silver Spoon?
No.
She's so pretty.
I keep forgetting that a lady wrote Full Metal Alchemist. That seems crazy. Hiromu Ayakawa?
No.
Arakawa.
Oh yes, yes, Arakawa.
Hiromu Arakawa. Don't print. Search. Oh my. Yeah, no,
she's a pretty lady.
There's
only like one picture of her.
There is only one picture, and she's got a got quite a chin on her. I got to say that's
she's a handsome woman.
Yes. A handsome woman.
Dignified. I've seen so many OVAs at this point that I 80s OVAs that's what I'm into. I can only get off to girls with shoulders as broad as I am tall
and just big old lips. Oh, did you miss the?
I want to see her. I gotta.
Oh, look. You gotta look. Whoa! What happened here?
Oh, she's pretty, man. I don't know. You're talking about that chin.
Oh boy, that's a face you got on that one. Hiromu Arakawa.
Dignified, we'll say. Dignified.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's the look of a duchess.
Yeah, but Kanaminami is just like this this chubby, happy butterball lady, and she wrote this. I don't know what is going on with her. Let's see. Her current series, Kyo Koyo Hajimemasu. It looks the same. I wonder if she's the lady that makes all the horrifying looking shoujo. Like, because you see these examples with the gigantic hands, and you think it's like one obscure series, but like this lady has a lot of
quite
comics
the backlog.
I'm looking at here on this Wikipedia page. We got Kyo Koi, that one. And we got Honey Honey Drops, we got Perfect Partner, Renai Shijoshiki, Kakane Nashi no Love Torihiki, a bunch of others, Rhapsody in Heaven, Chain of Pearls, ew. Shikihume! Shikuhime! Love and Sex Show, Call Me Pink Label! Is it off?
Yeah, it's off.
Okay,
now.
All right. I wanted to keep going. You should probably stop.
You got one more?
These are just the ones she's contributed on. I'll just pick the best one. Let's see.
Give me one. Tell me when.
Go. Neko Kare Kuru Shokomi Men's Collection.
Wow.
And that's her. She's 37.
It's got some real weight to it.
She's from Saitama. Yeah, so she did this. She sold more than 10 million copies. And this is, 2006. So tell me what this show's about, Ethan.
Okay. So there's a school, an academy, where there's a weird caste system where rich people go
Caste systems are normal. This is a pimp system.
Okay, so we got a weird pimp system where these rich dudes, and I guess one of them's a girl.
Them seem to be girl. Yeah, I don't know.
They can pay for the school. Like they can pay the tuition for somebody, and then basically have them be their slave / sex partner.
Yes.
Or they're like a servant, you know. And obviously, this leads to exploitation because they're the servant or quote unquote honey's entire education rests on this master paying for their education.
Yeah,
so
no, you get expelled if you not no honey no more.
Yeah, it's no honey, more problems.
Yeah, I guess this is a secret thing maybe because when their parents find out that she's gonna be a honey, they're like, yeah, you can pay off all our rent or debt or whatever. They're like, yes, money, cool. You get to be a bitch.
So we follow lead girl, whose name eludes me.
Let's see. Who cares?
She's
Yuzuru Hagino.
There was also Yuzuzu she was referred to at some points.
I assume that's her, yeah.
But so we have lead honey. And she's selected by this one dude who is notorious for going through honeys really quickly. Like, nobody even by his own, he says that nobody ever lasts more than 3 days with him because of the abuse that he lays upon them.
Too hardcore.
And it's not for long that we're playing basketball. They set up the rules.
Yeah.
And basically it's like, if we don't win this basketball tournament, I'm cutting you loose. So you're going to drop out. It's called the Dropout Tournament. I don't know what the fuck, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. The first episode is basketball. Sorry, I gotta say, I'm currently on the Honey Honey Drops wiki, and I've hit random page 3 times, and every single page has brought me to Kai Renge's... Renge's bio.
They know what
you're
there.
There we go. There's Nayuta Sakuragi. That's the red-haired girl.
So she has to play basketball for education, basically. She doesn't actually touch the ball very often. At one point, somebody throws her a basketball, and she catches it, and it turns out to be an armadillo. And her master scolds her for not checking to see if that basketball was a basketball.
Stop. Okay. First of all, I hit random page again. It took me to Kai Renge's page. And then I'm looking at, I can actually see the entire, I can see every page on this wiki, and there are only 2 characters, Kai Renge and Yuzuru.
Uh-oh.
Hagino. Whatever. Listen, the armadillo, there's no other comedic, well, they don't play it off as a joke. It's just like a normal obstacle that she's supposed to be overcoming is this armadillo. It's not like there's wacky music that plays, or like it's.
But she's ashamed. She's ashamed.
Deeply ashamed. Yeah. And he scolds her because of this armadillo. And then the basketball comes and it's a bomb.
Mm-hmm. And they throw the bomb in the water
and it's crazy basketball.
Which that's not. Wait a minute. They never followed up on the bomb. He threw it in the water. It exploded.
Oh, okay.
And so there was an explosion.
I call that a follow through.
There was an explosion on their campus,
absorbed by the water.
And the tournament continued. So they go through this basketball tournament and they win. And then this other dude shows up who's like, "Hey, your master is a jerk."
Yeah, there's a ultra Japanese man who is so Japanese. He like
wears yukata all the time.
She meets him and he just explains his. He just goes like, "I am very Japanese and chivalrous, and I am not like him." And that's his introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he has a fan, and he's like, "I'm not into. I treat my bitches right." Mm-hmm. And he's trying to tempt her to leave Kai and come to him, and she does it for some, because we've explored shoujos before. We know the formula, right? He's a dick, and then he saves her, or just, only he's allowed to be a dick, right?
Yes.
So if anyone else is, he fucking shuts that shit down real fast.
Yeah.
And they just alternate. And
standard emotional abuse.
I think the reason this is so popular is just because, like any other harems aimed at males, it just sort of takes that and just sort of takes it to its logical conclusion, which is like he's groping her unwillingly 1 second, and then like diving to save her life the next.
This is scene by scene,
and it's just constant, mortal fear followed by adoration, just alternating, just back and forth, quite literally over and over again for an hour, and that's the whole thing. And also, all the men are so fucking huge.
They're palming basketballs like it's nothing.
Twice as big. I mean, when you see the manga art, it's not like it seems like they even toned it down from that, because the ending credits here, they have some screenshots from the actual manga, and it's like the dude has like a pork bun the size of his head, and he is like holding it between like his thumb and his index finger, like it's just and he's just like, he can't, there's too much hand to even handle the
I joked that this is a prequel to Attack on Titan, and that they're just going to continue to get more monstrous, because it seemed like Attack on Titan was me.
It's bullshit.
There was a joke that you made that I took after because I didn't hear you, but Attack on Titan's me. But That's the first episode, is basketball and emotional abuse.
It's like a basketball court in a pool.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's even going on. There's like these other two dudes who are flaky fucks, and there's a
Desuwa lady who's all, but she doesn't do anything.
For one scene,
yeah,
she's that.
Like, and she's all haughty.
Then she's a background character after that.
Everyone is against our main girl for some reason. Everyone doesn't like her. I don't really know why.
The system's, it's kind of vague how the whole thing works. Like, you get an earring and then you're locked into the relationship.
Oh, it gets so complicated at one point. I mean, we'll get to that in episode two, but like, yeah, the very first scene, like, they don't show the meeting. He just assaults her in the shower, and then he takes off her earring and clips on his own matching earring to show his ownership of her.
This is like peak unpredictability in a romantic lead. You know what I mean? Like, this is,
I could predict it pretty easily. I mean,
no, but like, it's for us, it is predictable because we've seen these things.
Oh,
but like,
but to her, she doesn't know.
She doesn't anticipate getting groped on a basketball court in the middle of a tournament, or getting a fuck, or some dude walking in on her in the shower, which is an anime trope. And then instead of running out, he just goes up and fucking molests her.
Very, very forceful. Like, mm-hmm. Like, you know, normally, there's just like one attempt at resistance before it's like, oh yeah. But then there's like, these scenes have like multiple, like she tries to get away like two or three times.
Yeah.
By the third time, you're like, fuck, you got Nana, or what's your fucking name? No, the author.
Oh, God.
What the fuck? What happened in Saitama Prefecture?
It's Kanon. It's just Abuse City.
Abuse City, but
which is my favorite 80s OVA. Yeah. It's Abuse City,
but everyone's getting whipped lightly. There's people just kind of disappear while he gropes her, and in the second scene, he says he wants her to be a nude model. And then she starts to take her clothes off, and she's like, and he changes his mind. He's like, I'd rather paint nature than your disgusting body. And then she falls, and so many paint supplies fall out that it's comical.
It's most, because you know the shot is quick insert of like of bag dropping, and then things roll out. But they just keep
it
coming.
Just keeps coming.
It's a torrent of paint of paint bottles and brushes.
But the entire second half of this episode is just him scolding her for being shitty at basketball, which we agreed at some point she does start sucking so bad that it becomes kind of unforgivable. Like, at one point there's a shot of her just standing there and the ball's coming at her, cut to her standing there, ball's coming at her, cut to her standing there, the ball just hits her in the tits and it falls to the ground.
She must have some serious cognitive issues. She was basically a potato at that point.
Yeah, no, she seemed just fucking she's
totally vacant. Nothing, nobody's one, home there.
No one's driving. like nothing. Like, I started just rooting for the dude at some point. She sucks.
I'm rooting for a meteor to hit this fucking school because
Everyone else seems to be pretty fine with their relationship. It's just like theirs. It's kind of fucked. Everyone else is just like, yeah, this is technically like some kind of weird. I mean, it's just kind of financial heavy voluntary financial dependency. But everyone's just very into being a sub or a dom or whichever they
or
were.
Or at least they're playing along. You know, and that's what matters. It's about mentality.
Sure, yeah, no. You're getting paid for this. You might as well play
the
part.
Ooh, I love being your
girlfriend experience.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
At the end of the episode, she tries to dunk and fails miserably, and Kai saves it. Oh, but also his redemption, you know, his final, the scene where he gets forgiven for all the horrible
things that he's done,
all the sexual assault, is he defends her from falling into a pole with his
banging her head,
hurts his hand real bad. So that's nice of him. Thanks, Kai. And then he saves the ball dunk and they win. And then he's not going to congratulate her because he's not going to be nice to her. But he's like, Baka, honey.
Nobody else is going to touch you.
No,
you're mine, you know.
Baka.
You're my idiot, honey.
Exactly.
And then we're on to episode two, which is something.
What happens? Yeah, so episode two is where things get serious, man.
It always
this
is.
This episode just... It's like... I don't know. I haven't seen Diabolic Lovers, but people made those just sort of like... 4 or 5 panel like screenshots of the shows where it's just like the one where she's sitting in a cage and the guy's like, I'm gonna let you out, and then they sit with each other for one panel and then he's like, I changed my mind, and then he puts her back in the cage or the one where like she makes a guy tea and he's like, what did you think you'd get any? And he's like, you can enjoy the smell. Or the one where the guy tosses her in the pool and she's like, I can't swim. And then the last panel is just him staring at her while she drowns in the pool. I don't know if those are deceptively selected, but it's like a parody of that where it's so ridiculous because the first scene is her running to school and he passes her in a limo.
Peasant.
And doesn't even look at her. It's fucking incredible. But then she's like panting. She gets to school. They get to school at the same time, by the way. So I guess she ran just as fast as the limo. They get there, and then he gives her a calorie mate for breakfast or whatever. They're off brand. It was like a nutrient
serving
buddy,
mate,
serving boy. And she's happy. She's like, she's like a goldfish. She has a 3-second memory. She has absolutely no.
She's got the mental development of a child. She's just like
It's like some kind of.
Or like a dog. They hate you know. You can abuse them, and then you show them a little bit of love, and they love you again. And you give them food, and they're totally you own them.
No long span emotional memory.
5 minutes. All they got.
And then she realizes she forgot her sport clothes, which is what she calls them. We see that things are still kind of tense between. Our dude Kai and Ultra Japanese Man, because you know in the last episode Kai found out that Ultra Japanese Man was trying to win her over a little bit. So then he gropes her boob again, and she pushes him off and walks away. And then she accidentally touches his hand at lunch and breaks a glass, and he's very mad at her. And then there's anger, and everyone's angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kisses Ultra Japanese Man on the roof,
uh-oh.
Or Ultra Japanese Man kisses her. You know, and Kai gets so mad that he pulls out this number pad out of his pocket and starts typing, and we think that her head's about to explode. Like, we're seriously like, oh, fuck.
GSS Joker!
Like, is she about to Metal Gear Solid 5 fucking Fulton this lady away and just, like, return home? But instead, her earring just, like, deactivates and falls off. Which means she can't come to the school anymore, uh-oh. I guess. I'm not sure why that has anything to do with anything, because he still has to fill in a
contract's still good.
No, he still has to fill it out an abolishment form, expulsion form.
What the fuck's the term? An annulment.
Sure.
Not literally, but you get the idea.
And then cuts to just her sadly standing outside the school gate looking in. She is a puppy. She just doesn't care. She doesn't want to feel good. She just wants to feel, man.
It's my favorite Pink Floyd lyric.
And now, so Japanese Man first now completely changes his tune and decides to help her get back with him. So he lets her into the school. And this is where I totally lose the plot. Because they're trying to convince people to get rid of their earrings because something happens.
The ribbon claws, dude.
Half of people.
The ribbon claws.
What?
If more than half of the people don't have honeys, then all of their contracts are voided.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Ribbon claws?
That's what it's called. That's what that they just referred to it by that name.
Oh, they called it that.
Yes.
Wow.
And everyone's like, what the fuck? I'm not going along with that. So
I'm not giving up my special
my honey?
Lady for,
that's my honey.
For nothing. What are you talking about?
And then. What does he steal her earring? Does Japanese Man steal her earring? Isn't that the implication? What's the deal?
He's evil now. Japanese Man is evil now.
Yes, he is evil. What did he do? What did he do to signify this?
He said, I don't want Kai to be with a shitty honey like you.
You're a bad honey. I don't like you no mo.
Shitty honey, by the way, was a rejected idea from Hideaki Anno. He just is evil now. And then something more happened with the earrings. I don't fucking know. So to fight for her, to determine who gets her, they're somehow going to make use of a Ferris wheel.
This is where I was lost. Because it seems like they're doing a race, but they don't make the rules very well
it's
known.
It's so confused. Like, so they're in a amusement park at night. And they're like, all right, Ferris wheel lights up. She gets in it, and then they're like, all right. And they just the subs are really bad, so I can't tell what the fuck they're trying to say. I think it's implied that they have to get to her before she makes one revolution.
Yeah.
But they can't just run straight to her. Like, there's an obstacle course of attractions that they have to utilize to get there, or just they have to complete before they get to the Ferris wheel. So that he goes through, Kai goes through a haunted house, and there is actually kind of a funny bit where a body pops up in front of him, and it looks just like a real body, because first of all, it's like at nighttime, so who's there? And it's like covered in blood and it doesn't move. But he just pushes it aside real fast and says, "Get out of my way." But then, oh my fucking god, they get in bumper cars and they're fucking flying through the air. It's just like, just the best shot possible. I don't know, like, I can't imagine that the people making this couldn't have known how hilarious this is.
They're
because
dead
it's like
serious.
Imagine like a 70 degree shot of the sky, just like pointing almost straight upwards, and just you see the bottoms of these go-karts as they fly right overhead. It's so good. It's so fucking good. Like, I can't. It's just so mind-numbing until that scene where it's ridiculous.
It really shook the boredom out of me because I was kind of getting lost. Something, I think it was the vodka bottle shaking.
There was some kind of really weird, almost sub-hearable beat bass. Not that. No, it was like a very, I don't know. Bumper cars.
Yep, they race bumper cars and they get to the Ferris wheel.
And then to avoid getting to the bottom, which would mean the race would be over, our girl starts climbing the Ferris wheel, and then she falls. But then she gets caught by Kai.
She falls. She must fall several hundred feet. Like, she's way up there, and
she's
we
like
don't
halfway up. Yeah,
but we don't even see. I mean, there's certain death, certain peril, even if she's caught.
No, she's huge.
Unless he's two full stories tall, I don't see it happening.
He's fucking huge.
Don't get me wrong. He's rip shredded out of his fucking mind. But I don't see
easy.
I don't see it happening.
Easy.
Fortunately, we don't see it happen at all. It just kind of, you know, she blacks out, and then we cut to her waking up in the arms of her man.
Something like that. Yeah. And she gets a new earring, and then they kiss, which is weird because the opening just shows them like banging, and then this is not a. This is not...
Not a very sexual show.
This is a shoujo. You know, it's not very racy in bodily terms, except for the... domination aspects. There's not a lot of fluid exchange.
Mm-mm.
But in the opening, there's just one part where they just start, like, rubbing tongues viciously. And it's like, what the
Quite
fuck?
Quite explicit.
Like,
and then they're shown post-coitus in a bed.
Yeah.
They're cuddling up in the afterglow.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
Maybe
that's
in the manga. You got to read the manga.
Read the manga. Yeah. They tease all these characters like, hey, man, you should read this manga. I can't express how hideous this art is in this fucking manga.
Their hair is so oily looking. It's just so stringy.
I don't give a fuck about the hair, man. Like, you can shower. You can fix the hair. Every finger is the size of a dildo, which I guess is the point. But fuck, dude. These people could crush your fucking skull with their fucking pinky and their ring fingers.
That's
together.
Alpha male Adonis mentality. You gotta have big hands.
It's like,
you know who's got big hands? Andre the Giant. You know who's a sex
but
symbol?
Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant is proportionally appropriate.
But he's not sexy. You know who's sexy? Andre the Giant's hands on a skinny boy's body.
Well, yes. I'm just saying, like, I guess some dudes enjoy, like, tits the size of, like, a beach ball.
Yeah.
But not that, man. I don't know. I wouldn't think it would be that popular for a show to do that.
Imagine how hard they could stimulate your clitoris through through the pantaloons.
Oh, the big old hands.
Yeah, with the hands.
I would feel like bigger hands would be more clumsy.
Oh, but it's, they're more clumsy, but they got more surface area, so they're almost certainly going to hit where they need to hit. You know what I mean? There's less finesse that's needed, and then therefore they can be a little bit more visceral or a little bit more, you know, aggro. And that's sexy in its own right.
Yeah, I mean,
imagine how hard they can choke you with those big hands.
I just feel like there's a sweet spot, and the sweet spot is lower than hands the size of like a foam finger at a baseball game, you know. But hey, I'm not a lady, so I don't know. Let's ask the internet, why does ladies love huge hands?
Big ol' honking fingeroonies.
Why do girls like big hands? Yahoo Answers, the best.
Fingering. It's fingering that gash.
Let's see. Yahoo Answers user Sorry, something has gone wrong. Says, how long was this answer? 8 years, Jesus. Big hands are sexy, not skinny, long alien fingers. Just big manly hands. Big hands equals a masculine feature. Sort of reminds me of an alpha male. That doesn't answer the question.
See, it's an intangible, man.
Yeah, no, I guess it's just an inherent, it's not a functional purpose.
It's intangible. It's just, you can't train big hands.
In some areas, they're really good. Like in bed, you can do a lot more pleasure if you do a lot more pleasure if you have big hands, because you can go farther in there. It's not really true necessarily, but big hands do have one downside. You can't get to the bottom part of the Pringles can. Wah, wah.
Just turn it over, man.
Thanks, Cody. Oh, see, okay, Brazilian Barbie. Why do girls like girls?
Wait, well, let's find out, okay?
No, that was an answer to why do girls like big hands is why do girls like girls.
We should probably ask Yahoo why do girls like girls.
Princess Kasumi says, I agree with Jerry. I don't know why they like big hands. Now, at first it was looks, then muscles, then tomboy, then personality, then education, now big hands. What?
I don't think that's how that order went. Tomboy? Wait, what? Tomboy?
I don't know what's going on. Question mark says, well, for one, the idea of big hands and big feet does not mean a guy has a big penis.
Oh, this guy sounds like somebody with a small penis and small hands.
Yeah,
I believe you.
Small hands are feminine. Big hands are good because I feel more dominated when he holds me. That's from Window Licker. That's really, you know, people are simple creatures. And I appreciate that sometimes.
This is an example
big hands,
of this.
Big hands can grab more, says Isobel. Who spells it like that? Isobel. Isobel.
Someone who's never seen the name Isobel before.
317 answers. Isobel.
Do you think that this show is an example of how simple people are or how complicated people are?
This is the simplest fucking just human... This is cave woman show. This is... I mean, imagine a show where it's just... You know, just invert everything, and it's just like big old titties, and you're just slapping them around and pushing these ladies down on the fucking bed, and they're just like sex crazed vixens.
You missed the no. But you're the one getting pushed down by a big old lady. Would be the inverse.
No, it's not, I mean, but no, because I'm inverting the preference. So it's like for a
dude. Okay,
that's
what you're saying.
It's but just
it's the male fantasy rather than
whatever
fantasy.
Your fantasy. You know, they would have you would have yeah. some dom, you'd have some sub. You would switch it around a lit, mm-hmm. much like this, I guess. I don't know.
I guess the thing I was asking is the extent that people will allow themselves to be controlled by others is. I think that's kind of complicated, but I guess you're saying that it's very simple and that it's like
sexy
guy can do what they want with me.
Maybe, yeah. But this is just getting really down to the kernel level. This is machine code for the human sex organs.
The right juices get flowing. Your eyeballs taking the thing, and then you're frothing. And you can't control that.
frothing deep down there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This shoujo gets me frothing, I tell you right what.
See, I want the super candid My Animalist reviewer who's a lady, who's down with herself, who's just like, I smacked my beef to this shit so good.
Like, but anyone who enjoys this is not going to be so frank because they're so fucking timid and they're so just little... field mice just terrified of everything because they just need to have a man just they need a man who can get on all fours and just be like an igloo. He's so fucking huge.
They want to wrap themselves up inside of them.
Yeah, they want to use a man as a big meat blanket to protect them from things like metal poles and basketballs.
And any sort of real strife. They're so lacking of any sort of father figure that they want a father to absorb them. And they want to exist in a bubble inside of them. A bubble of flesh.
Matt G says, I have big hands, but also I'm also kind of skinny. How can I make my hands meatier?
Hey, this show shows you don't have to. How do I make my hands meatier?
How do I make my hands meatier?
See, if you're asking, look, if you're at a point in your life where you're asking how to make your hands meatier, your life's going pretty good. You must have so few image issues in the rest of your body that you're caring about your hands.
I just want to fucking bomb this.
You're sitting down in a psychiatrist's office, and it's like, Doc, everything's going great. I have a great relationship with my mom and my dad who left me, but you know, we formed a new bond, and we watch football together. And my relationship with the girl's going great, but I just can't help but want my hands to be meatier. I want. How am I supposed to be the next Tom Brady with these little fucking spindly spider fingers?
I'm gonna prescribe you some Man-X.
But yeah, I'll at least figure that out. We know
well,
why this.
We I feel like we should do the what's the two version of
duumvirate.
Duumvirate.
I'm just it's a biumvirate.
Biumvirate. Just check out Reddit real quick instead of Yahoo Answers. Why? What is sexy about big hands? And ask women. Our hands feel small inside them. Well, I mean, that's kind of obvious. I don't really
see. There you go. That's about being surrounded.
Women like to feel small and protected. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I'm looking for. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure out. I don't know why I'm doing this. Big hands cover more surface area when roaming around my body.
Uh-huh.
What about long fingers?
Ew, gross.
What? No.
I only like meaty fingers.
Only meaty fingers. No, I don't, and it, I like not meaty, like the meat has to be more condensed, not meat elongate, not a whole lot of horizontal or vertical.
We're looking for circumference meat. I'm looking for sausage links as fingers. I'm looking for a thick Sicilian hand.
Big Sicilian. Sicilians have big hands.
This is sausage. Sausage jokes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're done.
That's probably about that
let's
as
see
far
what's
as
going on in.
You should see if Gaia has an answer to this.
Oh, Gaia Online.
So we should do a guidance about how to help people get meatier fingers. It would be Yahoo dense, but you get the idea.
I got you.
Oh,
I remembered my Gaia username and password and everything.
Nice, dude. High five. Hold
Fuck
on.
Fuck yeah. Oh. I would have liked it to echo for like, you know, 8 seconds, no, but
on.
I guess that were. Whoa.
I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I just searched Gaia for Y big hands.
Why big hands?
Why do girls like really big hands?
Hold on. Ready?
It's okay. Hold on.
Ooh.
You got to alternate between the.
Yeah.
You notice
it's.
Oh, that's so fucking rad. Oh, that's so good. Is that its own setting, or did you like do that?
It's its own setting.
Oh, sweet.
Kind of dug through.
Whoa.
Got to remember not to mix this podcast down to mono. You can make it. How slow can you make it? That's
pretty.
That's pretty fucking
speed.
Good.
Whoa!
Jesus.
It's like reverb. I think that was as slow as it can go.
I bet my hands are bigger than yours. I could tell you, but it's lewd as hell. It says Cabe's water.
Whoa! That's not doing anything. Oh, this is modulation. What's multi? Hold on, I'm going to see what multi's going
it
on.
Sounds different, I think. Well, maybe not. Yeah,
that's
it's just least... a little it's a subtle echo.
Ah.
Oh. Whoa. Whoa.
Meaty hands. Meaty hands.
Big, meaty, shonen hands.
Meaty hands. How do I make my hands meatier?
91's good. I like 91. All right, that's enough of those.
91. Does that mean there's 90 others?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
I got so many options on board. And you can quick turn them up a little bit.
Cave's water also says choking and fingering mostly.
I called it, dude. Choking.
It basically ranges from, depending on what kind of person you are, apparently. I think I found my answer. It ranges from the deep psychological desire to be safe and protected to wanting to get fingered real fucking good and also felt up a whole lot.
And if you're damaged, you want to be suffocated.
I'm glad we figured this out this episode.
Autoerotic asphyxiation. Goes both ways. It's a two-way street.
I guess, yeah. No, it's...
Rest in peace, David Carradine.
So, yeah, no, that's all that happened in that episode. So, yeah. So we watched that and we decided, like, yeah, we weren't feeling... 100%
not terribly
satisfied.
Inspired.
Like I did, I picked that one. I was looking for shows, and like you know, I was like, "Whoa, this is weird." A lot of people. It has like 17,000 members on MAL. I was like, "That's weird," because I don't want to just pick up the most like obscure OVAs and whatever, because it's just going to be awful and it's not going to be worth talking about. But I was like, "Wow, people have watched this. That's weird."
Mm-hmm.
But it's still really, really like unbelievably bad. So.
Yeah, it's not even like super entertaining from like
yeah,
a being
and I
bad.
Can't imagine like even if I was like really, 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 really into having my shit dommed, that I would enjoy that. Maybe the manga's a bit better, but the art is just so fucking hideous. I have to know if it's just
If I had to this, if I could go back in time and stop us from watching this, I would do it.
I mean, sorry, I got you kind of excited. Oh, that's what we need to do, is we need to read the MAL reviews of this show, because
okay.
MyAnimeList.net, the users of MyAnimeList.net, are very concerned about the relationships portrayed in this OVA.
I think this shows a lack of trust and respect for women that you would assume is a thing that could happen. But you got the reviews up?
Yeah, well, I got two tabs I'm focusing on right now. One of them is bad shoujo art, because I'm wanting to... Even most of these are not as bad as... Like, yeah, there's this shit. Yeah, there's...
God. But do any of those have flying go-karts? I think not.
I mean, I haven't read the whole damn thing, man. I don't know. See, like, most of this is okay. Like, I'm talking about the really bad shoujo. I think usually the bad art is reserved for yaoi. That's why. Bad yaoi art. You search for bad yaoi art, and this is what these dudes look like.
Oh, God. So I don't know why. Their arms are so long.
Oh, everything's long and big. Yeah, oh no, I mean, God. Look at, like, yeah, yeah.
Holy fuck, look at my man.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, shit. This is just what these characters look like. These hands are bigger than.
They look like fucking Ryuk from Death Note and shit. Fucking.
Oh, yeah, even worse. It's horrible. No, it's what the characters of this manga look like.
That's rough. Sorry, K people, you deserve better. But I guess this is what you're buying.
That's what they're into. Yeah, no,
yeah, it's just exactly what you deserve. It's what you want.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, Mitsumitsu Clover does.
A
lot of the image results are from the anime, not the manga. So yeah, but this art is like, it's like right between shoujo and really terrible yaoi. Huge ass hands. Mm-hmm.
You made note that the main character looked vaguely like Pico.
She looks and sounds a little bit like Pico from Boku no Pico, and she sings the opening really badly like Pico from Boku no Pico. It is also just sort of from that era, so you know.
Boku no Pico's better than this.
Production
though.
Values are. Oh, absolutely. I mean, because this isn't a dime, so I mean, don't fucking give it. I'm sorry. These characters look similar to the ones in Legend of the
yes,
Galactic
of course.
Heroes.
I mean, duh, blonde, sexy, slender, you know what I mean? Like, that's cool. Yeah, that's the girls all day.
Chic. My anime list user, Klabouterman, says, I somehow managed to stumble upon this anime while wandering MAL. I haven't seen much common, cute, lovey-dovey romance in a while, so I was like, heck, 1 hour of sweet romance would be enough for now. Now I say, I should have used my precious time for something that actually has a point. This anime is disappointing to core. Story 1. Considering there actually is a plot, you may say the rating should have been larger, but it isn't. Why? Because this plot you read in the description of the anime is nothing more but something being made so that there could be some sexual harassment in the anime. I could read Jesus. More, but fuck, that's a long... What did he gave the art 6. Shit, dude. Above average, huh? For 2005? Maybe. 2006, maybe.
They might be from Ohio. People in Ohio have the wrong ratings. There are people. This is fucking crazy, Declan. But there are people that think that average is 7.
That's not Ohio. That's most people. Most people are idiots.
Oh, total sacrilege. Totally sacrilege.
It's retarded. Yeah, no. It's not a grade. Yeah, no. You're adjusting the scale. It's not an objective scale.
Disgusting.
Terrible. Characters 3. Enjoyment 3. Overall 4. Sound 4. Huh. This is like a GameSpot review. Why are you giving points to the fucking sound? Ugh. You know how like every game, like GameSpot, game reviews from throughout the entire 2000s,
yeah.
Like every one of them needed a paragraph devoted to the sound in a game.
It was a formula, man. They had to plug it in.
They had to plug it in. So it's just like you need a paragraph for the graphics, you need a paragraph for the sound.
It goes without saying
that every review from that era is just like, in terms of sound, the game is average. There's nothing to note, and it's fucking.
It goes without saying that you only need to make note of it if it's impressive.
Or really unimpressive.
You know what game's got good sound? Battlefield.
Yes, that is noticeably. Yeah.
You know what game don't got no good sound? Pong.
I think Pong has perfect sound.
I mean, it's you know what? That's a 10. If I were reviewing Pong back in 1974, I'd give it a 10 for sound. It's got bleeps and bloop. Well, it has a bleep, really. It's got a bleep.
I'm going to review Pong now and give it a 2, and I'm going to get so many clicks. That's right. You're all going to click on it. You'll click on it. That's
hot
right.
Pong takes 2017. Pong ain't good.
It's fucking two phallic objects bouncing all over the screen. Oh, you better bet it's getting a 2, buddy. You better bet.
This isn't Rockstar table tennis.
It's going down. Two dicks and a ball. Nuh-uh. None
of that gay shit.
Not in my America.
You know what game's not gay? Adventure. That's just a block.
Venture or adventure?
It's open to interpretation.
Oh, okay. It's vague.
Is it called Venture?
What?
I thought the game was Adventure.
That's what I said.
I said Adventure.
I thought you said Venture.
No.
All right.
No. You know what? Roll it back. Just cut that out. Delete that.
Whoa. Put it back up.
Delete. Done. That's going away now. That won't be in there.
That's going to be a sound effect. No, it's not. It's terrible. It's not funny. Hitamari Seashore. Good taste, man. It says, I'll give it a 4. In my years of watching anime, I have encountered a decent amount of shoujo anime. There were some good ones, some meh ones, and maybe some that were kind of bad.
Maybe some that were kind of bad.
Really? Really? Jesus.
It's a politician. Christ, it's a politician answer.
Yeah, you're real. Yeah, you're.
I mean, refuse to commit.
No, I mean, it's like you're going almost all the way. You can say the word bad, but you're like, they're kind of bad. However, never in my life have I watched a shoujo anime that has left me so infuriated that I could go on a rampage.
Whoa!
That is, Ue Bowl, get in on this. That is, until I watched Honey Honey Drops. To all the other girls out there, this kind of romance is completely unacceptable! Do not think it is acceptable.
I missed it. Oh, well, I don't think you have to worry about it.
I don't think we can be friends. Now let's move on to the actual review, shall we? Oh my god, the premise of... Why do you explain the plot? Who cares? Yeah, I'm just going to skim through this. Yeah, I just said sexually harass. Bomb drop right there. I'm like, oh my god, Hitamari Seashore.
I said it.
Blasted me.
Come on, come at me, dude. What the fuck?
That's right, I said it. I'm taken down.
About fucking time somebody said it.
The voice acting could have been done better, to be honest.
That's good.
I like treating this as like a crime against humanity, but then you're just like, eh, could have sold those lines a bit better, you know, when you're raping that girl.
This disgusted me down to my core. I object to every element of this show. It's like a 6, you know, like
it's
and I guess an anime term.
All reviews, the joke will always be, yep, this castrated me. Killed my family and burned all of my crops. 4 out of 10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, could have animation could have been a bit smoother.
6, you know. This Crimson Dream says, this practically is one of the worst. I'm sorry, my English was too good there. This practically is one for worst shoujo anime I have ever watched. Kai Renge and all his male glory is the epitome of masculinity, but he is also the male main character who is mean and nice to the female main character at the same time. Talk about bipolar. Well, we all know this type of character has issues, but we don't see any light on that based on the 2-episode OVA. Let me try the manga for you, but that's for later. The female character, on the other hand, is someone I would love to strangle without remorse. Wait a second. A bit of hypocrisy here. I gotta say, you talk about being mean to this poor girl. I mean, you're kind of...
This person's locked up somewhere.
Yeah, fucking psychologist. Analyze thyself. Come on, man.
The grammar leaves a bit to be desired, so I'm going to assume this person's kind of unhinged.
The violence also. Yeah. I would love to... not because I'm jealous. Okay, I know she's drawn to Kai as...
Okay, I'm a little bit jealous.
I know she's drawn to Kai as I am.
Oh,
he's all
God.
Hot and damn. But I need some character depth in here. At first, this is not upset about the assault. At first, she was the feisty one who could stand against Kai and his effing rude manners. He says effing, not me. She probably. But at the as the story went forward, she just went backwards into peony rat. P-E-O-N-Y. Peony. Puny? That's not how you spell puny.
No, puny is P-U-N-Y. Peony is like a plume. It's a plume.
Oh, a peony rat.
A peony would be like there are plants that are peonies. That
yeah, like a peony
upward,
is a flower.
Or it, like you'll have a firework that is a peony. you know.
There's no such thing as a peony rat.
No, I think puny. I think we were trying to spell puny.
Trying to spell puny. Weird. Not that I don't sympathize that your education depends on a perverted hot guy with issues, but can't she be more steadfast and less helpless, like saying what she wants to say? Talk about a damsel in distress and a very naive one at that.
Oh my god.
The other corner of the triangle is hard to like as well. All in all, he's such a pretentious biatch who knows nothing but to meddle with Kai's affairs for his own personal gain and his crooked mind.
People don't know how to. Nobody knows how to criticize anything.
Overall rating, 2.
Fuck. How many times have you seen no plot as a criticism on a review for an anime? No plot. No plot
that would be
is
nice.
The most. Is the. But no, like. I'm saying literally the criticism itself is there's no plot is like
it's pretty accurate in this case sort
but,
of
but
I
you,
mean
but you can put like that exact criticism I've seen levied at a dozen things that like just
yeah it's just another way of saying you weren't really
satisfied with the arc
you weren't affected by it
yeah.
as much yeah
no
know.
Plot no character depth why even writing these reviews who's writing this who takes the time to write a review for the show. Is this a public service?
I can find.
I say as we're reviewing this show.
Yeah, we're reviewing this show. Like, what are you even?
Fuck! Oh Jesus no, my life Christ. Is a lie.
No. Okay. So I'm gonna find someone who likes the show a lot. Let's see. Here's a 9 out of 10. This anime made my mouth open wide for longer than 5 seconds, more than a handful times.
What?
This is the type of world where more people get killed than the entirety of the Song of Ice and Fire series. It exists in a timeless universe, not in the past, present, or future of our world, but in a pocket universe where titans existed long before the existence of machines. In this world, machines were not invented to improve humanity's lifestyle, but for the continuous existence of humanity itself. There's a lot of shouting, lots of action, lots of character development, and a lot of tears. My friends weren't kidding. I felt like my eardrums would break from all the intense shouting. I think my mind is forever scarred, what with how everyone got crushed like ants all the time. And my heart has become immune to all other fictional deaths, what with all the deaths I've experienced just from this show alone.
What the fuck is it? Is this a review of the
The music is amazing, too. There were some points where I got where I gaped like a fish because what just happened? OMG, and the music dramatically intensified my feelings. So kudos that the animation was splendid, hands down. Especially, like I said, with the whole 3D maneuver thing.
It's a little Attack on Titan review.
Yeah. Man.
Okay. You got to sneak one in there.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Splendid. Thanks.
It's a 3.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're done.
All right.
Fuck. I thought we weren't gonna be able to talk about that for long.
We put that one to bed.
Yeah. No. No one ever needs to talk about that show again. No one ever really needed to talk about it at all.
Well, now we double down. Nobody extra needs to talk
about
it.
You're done.
You might as well delete that. Delete it from the internet. It's gone. Destroy all DVDs.
Kanon Minami, stop making comics, please.
Maybe the manga's good. Dude, it's not even a good adaptation of the manga. What the fuck, bro?
What the fuck?
Come on, dude.
Fuck. All right. Let me watch the second thing.
Fucking bullshit.
Because we had a bunch of things to watch, and I don't know. We watched Black Magic M66, which is done by Masamune Shiro, who's Ghost in the Shell guy, and he did a bunch of stuff before that. And this is like the I think it's one of the first things he did.
What year we got?
He did Apple. This is 87.
Okay. Appleseed, yeah.
Appleseed and fucking Ghost in the Shell and
a very broad group of works, so different and distinct.
What is he did? Kokaku no Pandora, the special. What the fuck?
Really?
What the?
He's got a.
That was him. What the hell?
A Kubrickian.
How did I not hear that? Works. You watched that show with the android girl that got fingered.
Which one? What's the name?
Pandora. Ghost Urn. You watched that for a seasonal.
Yes, I did.
Remember?
Yes.
That was legendary Masamune Shiro.
It shows in that fingering.
I guess.
It's him all over.
I guess. That's
Robo sex.
That's so fucking bizarre.
What the fuck? Did he do Ghost in the Shell too? The second, what is it? Innocence?
Innocence. He did the original manga.
Huh.
He's credited. And the, yeah, original manga. So yeah, I guess, I don't know if he wrote, I don't know how similar those are. I don't even know if the movie's that similar to the... to the manga.
The manga's the art style is very different. But anyways.
Yeah. But yes, famous man. And he made this, and it's like a Terminator thing, but there's two robots this time, and they're both ladies, sort of. They're like dolls.
One is a guy.
Is it what?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
100.
All right. Whatever.
Not to contradict you so early, but the yes. It's gonna
be fierce.
They're death killer robots, and you got to stop them.
They fall out of a helicopter that crashes. Because why does it crash? What happens?
I don't remember. I don't remember, Declan. I don't remember why it crashed.
Shit. All right.
Hold on. Let's try to figure this out. I think it starts in peril. I don't think we see how it crashes.
No, I don't think it
does. Oh, no, it's flying along all goofy-like, and then there's an explosion inside?
Maybe, yeah. I remember thinking there was something shooting at it, but that doesn't actually make sense now that I've seen the movie. So, yeah, I guess it just kind of exploded.
Huh.
Whatever. Damn. Yeah, no, there's a reason this isn't...
Fate did this.
I don't know, maybe people talk about this all the time in enthusiast circles. I don't know, I've never...
There was lots of talk about it.
I didn't know about it.
In the back of D&D stores in 1998. That's a sweaty man.
That's a long time after, and that's 12 years.
It was iconic for a while. Now it's kind of fallen by the wayside. But anyways...
Creating a fiction around this show.
So, yeah.
These two capsules fall out of this helicopter. And they turn up, people show up and they're empty. And by the way, the M in M66 stands for Mario. That's not a joke. That's in the title card.
You could see it. It's there.
It's right there.
Go check.
We got our main character is this butch lady with short blue hair, and she's naked, and she catches a radio transmission about a thing that's happening, and she's like a journalist, so she's got to go cover it.
And she's a Nightcrawler, man.
Yeah, she's Nightcrawler, and she tries to run out of the house nude like Nightcrawler, like Ryan Gosling in Nightcrawler. And he goes, I drive, and also I camera. And then he drives around and is real. He's like,
you know what, Ryan, I don't think we actually need you for this movie. I thank you for trying out. Jake Gyllenhaal, can you get in here? Excuse me, Jake. Can we get Jake in here?
Jake Gyllenhaal steps out from behind Ryan Gosling like every time.
You need the same performance? Gotcha, fam. It's not the same performance, but yeah. Keep going. Sorry.
Okay. There's a bunch of military dudes. They're checking out the robot pods. We watched the dub. Just because we were already on the couch and the dub was playing. You know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to get up?
What are you going to get up, press the S key? Fuck you. Press the A key too?
I actually did get up and press the S key because the subtitles were on. But it's like, press two keys? Fuck you.
Wait,
what?
The subtitles were on with the English as the default?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right. Well,
no excuses.
The dialogue is a little weird a lot of these places. One of the guys surveying the scene says, maybe the robots would get about as far as a small pickup, which doesn't make any fucking sense at all. It's like saying they'll get as far as any other object.
You can't even come up with a comparison.
It's like this dude knows the precise distribution of small pickups per cubic mile, per square mile in the area, and he's just estimating the average distance to. It's like a scatter plot.
He picked an arbitrary thing for them to want to go to. It could have been like anything. And there's no,
but it's
there's
just,
no like
he's clearly denoting it as a unit of distance.
But there's no objective unit for that, so it's just kind of meaningless. He just says it, and then it means nothing. And you
also,
move on.
It could be any other car. They just had to match the lip flaps.
They make note later on that they're trying to get into the city. I don't fucking know. It's over. So we're past that line.
So our main character, her name's Sybil, and she has this goober, klutzy assistant guy who drives around with her. And then we see this really hot girl gets her house broke by a big ship, and the guy in the ship tells her to tell her granddad about the escaped robots, because her granddad's got to go help because he built the robots.
He's a science man.
And then we get a cutaway scene, two nerds in the woods hiking. They watch a bear commit suicide, apparently, right in front of them, and just falls in front of them. And then they run away, and they supposedly get killed by the robots. Or they do get killed by the robots, we just don't see it. Aww. They're told later. Very sad. Then that's when we learn that the robots So the reason that the robots are, they're just like, why did they leave? And they're like, the only reason they would do that is they're programmed, which not supposed to be programmed yet, but it's the only reason is because they're programmed to target a person, one person.
And they say if they weren't programmed, they would dig so far into the earth you wouldn't be able to find them, which is very strange.
That makes sense,
I think. To hide themselves? Like,
yes.
Okay, but
so
like,
you can't find... So, you know, we crashed those drones into Afghanistan. They get the drones. Now they have the drone, and they have these $1 billion.
I understand that, but why would they dig down and not just return to where they were created? Or is
then
that,
they can get captured. Okay. They go down, they use
okay.
really
and
strong
just...
encrypted GPS signal.
Gotcha. No, that makes sense.
And you're good.
Okay, so, yes.
But don't instead, know what to
but
do,
instead, but,
dig
instead,
your head
but instead they did not do that.
No, so which means obviously something's going down. So, yeah, and then that's when our scientist tells us, yeah, I forgot to undo the programming.
I set them
to target... My fucking hot-ass granddaughter.
She's in her panties
all the time. Why are you wearing robots to kill her?
I was going to have the creep of my granddaughter. They're going to be in there with a camera.
Yeah, these things have cameras. Like,
oh, shit. My creeper robots. They got
my
out.
Creeper bot. You think that would just be like a little like mosquito size? I don't know. Whatever. Larger resolution, I guess.
What happens when she yanks open, like she's showering and she yanks open the shower curtain, like if it's a little spider robot, it can't shrug its shoulders and go like, wah, wah, you know what I mean? Like this it's like, it's creeper robot, you're spying on me again. Duh, I don't know.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Try to punch me? Nah.
I'm a
super robot.
Now I'm going to blow up and fire needles at you.
They just established they each have 20,000 darts in them. It's the silliest thing because they also have lasers. Why do you need darts?
They don't even use the darts. I think they use darts.
They use
once.
The darts once. Yeah.
When he self-destructs.
And it's like a 360 burst that goes everywhere and hits all the soldiers. So yeah, but they do kill one robot. The other one gets away. Which it's killed very like. There's a fight scene between the robots and all the soldiers, and it is, you know, it looks pretty nice. It's choreographed. This looks pretty good. You know, it's okay. It's well animated.
The movement's good.
Yeah. They kill one of these robots very anticlimactically, so much that I did not notice until the movie was over. I was like, all right, yeah. When they're going to get the other one, then it's like, movie's over.
He falls in on himself in kind of a puff of smoke. It's not really...
Yeah, they just kind of poison it real quick.
It could have exploded. Why didn't it explode? That would have been...
Things explode. Yeah, I'm not really sure what's up with there. The robots kill a bunch of guys, and then one gets away. Our main character is, I think, some kind of Israeli soldier, because she's she looks like that. She says oy vey at some point. She's got the short hair, you know, so you down?
Short-haired Jew ladies.
It's a really specific preference.
They're so practical. They're
Well, what are you going to say they're fucking... Are you going to say the F word? You going to say they're frugal?
I'll fucking say it, bro.
Oh, shit.
Shit. You know what? Yeah, you know what they also are? They're fashionable. That's the other F word. They got their fucking... They got their belts cinched up around their upper waist.
She looks pretty good.
Middle,
yeah.
And they got big billowing shirts. Fuck.
Are they flamboyant?
Where are my short-haired Jew girls at?
Flatulent?
Fuck. You know what?
They fuck?
Dude, they fuck. They're flatulent. You know, my favorite thing about short-haired Jew girls, they're not afraid. They're not afraid to fart in front of you. the other F one, flatulence and farting. What else we got? Flagellum. They got little tails. Yeah.
They didn't mention. They didn't tell you about that in the Elders of Zion. You got to figure that out. You got to get their pants off. You know.
There's more. There's more. Oh,
freaky,
dude, you know they're freaky deaky. They got fucking hair bands.
Fragrant. Smell nice.
Definitely fragrant, not in a nice way, but you know what? I'm into it. I like the musk.
That's why you gotta say
the
Jews smell bad, man. Come on.
This particular one, she's running around, she getting a little sweat on. If there's an F word, but you have to put a prefix in front of it, they're unfazable. You can't faze these girls. They're in the face of danger. Shit. She's climbing over buildings, saving little girls.
Is there an adjective that means really good at 20th century rocket science? I don't think so.
We can get it.
There's definitely an F word that involves rocketry. I don't know.
I love Jew girls. Anyway, let's move on.
Funnel. I don't know. Okay, yeah, so...
Fugue state.
Yes, what? This scientist guy, I wish we had some audio clips of him. He's just fucking screaming all the time. He is just hysterical, constant. Like, he's losing his mind. It's pretty good. I don't know. I kind of like it.
He's kind of hard to understand because he's just... Yes, he's very manic.
What the hell, my dad? Woo! Other robots, their own program.
Actually, remember, yeah, it's basically Master Roshi turned up to... Everyone was Master Roshi in the 90s. I don't know what's going on.
Everybody's got their porno mags.
Yeah.
What the hell, my dad? I got no...
Karate.
I'm a new karate, Alan. This is a green guy. Woo! I gotta help me, Goku. Gotta give him porno mags. Goku, you gotta go Super Saiyan. You gotta go Super Saiyan, get the Dragon Ball, get my porno magnet.
The assistance of circumcised, I'm a really old man. Whoa!
And that was Flava Flav.
Flavor Flav doesn't
Yo,
sound
Chuck, like... bust a move, man. We gonna tell him just like that.
Public Enemy just released a new album. They just released a new album today.
No. Don't do this to
this
me.
This is their 30th album.
Oh! No!
It's their 30th anniversary. It's not their 30th album. But,
okay.
But,
you gotta get me excited for stuff.
Yeah, it's silly.
Have you seen the gif of the sign language lady at the Public Enemy?
No,
concert.
What?
It's very funny.
So you two could review what we do.
She's just throwing up middle fingers and fucking just like dancing. It's really silly.
Is she getting into it?
Yeah, kind of. She awesome. Looks like she's at awesome. Least trying to pretend to enjoy it. What's Public Enemy?
Chuck D, man. He's got a booming voice.
I'm gonna get to discography. But look at anti-Semitism while we're on the Jew subject. There's a whole bunch of paragraphs on Public Enemy's anti-Semitism.
Uh-oh, I don't know if I fuck Public Enemy anymore.
Oh,
if
no.
If they come after my women, I'm fucking pissed. Man.
Griff criticized his 1989 statement to say the Jews are responsible for the majority of wickedness that went on around the globe. I would have to know about the majority of wickedness that went on around the globe, which is impossible. I'm not the best knower.
That's a good caveat. He really got out of that one.
That's plausible deniability.
He skirted
right there.
That's smart.
I don't know if Jews drink infant blood, because I wouldn't mind the gatekeeper of infant blood. I don't know.
I'm not saying they don't.
I'm not saying they do. I'm just out
That's
here.
Me. That's me. I don't commit to anything.
I'm an observer.
See, I'm not even. I'm not even going to say I don't commit. Sometimes I commit to things. Maybe. Who's to say?
The title of the last song on the album, "There's a Poison Going On," is "Swindler's Lust."
Yeah. The rappers and the Jews. There was a period where they didn't get along very well. They were a part of that period. But it's weird because I think PE is they're New York City based, so like
yeah, I mean people tend to not like their managers, you know.
Yeah, what's the video? Is it Shaq saying that he loves? He's got a little Jewish dude who does his taxes and he loves him.
That sounds like something. That sounds correct. The charges of anti-Semitism keep getting more and more cartoonish in this paragraph. Similarly, Similarly, in 2000, a Public Enemy spinoff group under the name Confrontation Camp.
Wow, Confrontation Camp is that sounds like a Simpsons joke.
It's like it's so dumb. And it's just like every one of these things they do is paired with the Senate. Like the Anti-Defamation League was like, "Hey, guys, come on!"
What? We don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you was saying.
That's
the ADL's always there going like, "Hey, what? What are you?"
It's like, "Well, okay, we'll see about that." It's like I'm trying to think of what's another Jew related rap name pun.
I don't know.
No, I got it. I got it. Guys, you can't name your group Oy Vey. It's another blower. That doesn't fucking work. I don't know.
That's very bad.
You can't stop.
I would be insulted not as a Jew, but as someone who enjoys the hip hop. Do not name your rap group that.
That's just poor taste.
It's terrible. It's, yeah. I think that's.
That's great. Keep doing your Public Enemy. Except for the anti-Semitism thing. I don't fuck with that. But
Public Enemy issued the single Welcome to the Terror Dome, which contained the lyrics, Crucifixion ain't no fiction, so-called chosen frozen, apologies made to whoever pleases, still they got me like Jesus.
Oh, no. That was kind of...
I don't even know what that
means. That's a sneak diss.
Okay, it's okay to sneak diss.
You know, they're trying to start beef with Al Franken. Is Al Franken Jewish? I'm hoping Al Franken's Jewish.
That sounds like a pretty... I mean, that's... Who's Al Franken?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm looking at him, and yeah.
Whoa, what do you mean you're looking at him?
I mean, I'm looking at his Wikipedia page. What are you talking about?
Does he have daughters?
Wait, what? It's the weird... It's more specific. Children, too. Okay. It doesn't say.
Oh, fuck.
Hold on.
Can you search Al Franken plus daughters?
Personal life. Their daughter... Their son, Joseph. Uh-huh. But his name's Joseph. I don't know.
Maybe trans?
Both his parents were Jewish. Al Franken is a member of the chosen people.
Shoot that fucking three-pointer.
Really? Yeah, really. We're really learning some crazy stuff. I can't believe Al Franken.
We're blowing the doors off this one.
I could have just looked at his Wikipedia article.
Anyways, so yeah, where were we?
Public Enemy. I wanted to look at their discography. Yeah, you said 30 albums.
It's not 30. They've been going for 30 years. They don't have 30 albums.
4, 5, 6, 7, let me
name some names. 9,
10, 11, 12, 13, 14. The latest one's their 15th. So they got one every 2 years.
How do you sell a soul to a soulless station that lost its soul? Is that what it is?
How do you sell a soul to a soulless people who sold their soul?
Sold their soul, yeah.
It's 2007.
It's got a good track on it. It's got one good track. It's in Skate 2. I played a lot of Skate 2 listening to that song.
I thought you played a lot of Skate 3, but all
right. I played a lot of both.
Oh, okay. So
there's a lot of time between Skate 2 and Skate 3 where I was playing Skate 2.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
You're not going to try to name anymore?
Yes.
Come on, what's the first one?
Fear of a Black Planet.
That's the third one.
That's the third one.
1990.
There's a crossover song with Anthrax.
Song.
I got it.
These are very silly.
I don't have it. I'm gonna slap myself in the forehead when I hear these.
Yo, Bum Rush the Show.
Yes. Yep.
It Bum takes rush the a show. Nation of millions it's, to hold us back.
That's the one. That's a good record.
Apocalypse 91.
Fuck.
He Got Game, Muse, Second Hour, Message. There's a Poison going on. Revolver Revolution is the one I love. And then New World Order, WHIRL.
Mm-hmm.
Rebirth of a Nation, Most of My Heroes.
Is Flavor Flav on that new record? Is he on every single one of these fucking records?
Most of My Heroes still don't appear on no stamp.
I like that album name.
The Evil Empire of Everything. You just took the Rage album and added two words.
What year?
2012.
Okay, they took it and added two.
Yeah, things. No, it's well, they added three words. It's the Evil Empire of Everything. Man Plans, God Laughs, and Nothing Is Quick in the Desert is the new one.
There's a track on that that's actually pretty fucking ripping.
Is Flava Flav in this one?
It's gotta be.
I wait. Why does that album take me to Public Enemy Disambiguation? Whatever.
It might not be. It just got released today, and it was kind of a surprise release. Anyway,
okay.
We were talking about this OVA.
Oh, right. Shit.
Fuck.
There's a Hispanic soldier named Paco who we really like because it does actually seem like they got an ESL guy to do this because he's actually bad at speaking English, but it's his whole character is that he's just really nice. And he's trying to help these ladies out. But it's not like he's like a really like prominent character. He's just telling them like, okay, we got to get out of here. You know?
He dies. I'm really sad. It's kind of a loss.
Yeah. It's like all the soldiers in this are just kind of really agreeable.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy how they're all just like reasonable and just... They're not like fighting or shouting, really. They're like professional, and
they're well trained, man.
Yeah,
he sets them up right. Dude, that guy, the leader looks hard as fuck.
You don't see that very often. Yeah, it's
no edges on these guys.
Even keeled, level headed. But yeah, Paco is just like, hey, get in this elevator, we gotta go. You mentioned the crazy camera work or the crazy shots.
Mm-hmm.
They try there's some 360 spins in this. There's some parallax going on.
Not even parallax, because like parallax would be multiple layers moving.
Oh yeah, no, I mean there's a lot of camera movement, animated camera movement, and
it looks cool.
I think most of it, yeah, looks awesome. There's one shot in the elevator where it's spinning around Our Lady.
Oh, it's really effective.
And it looks fucking crazy. I have never seen any camera movement animated shot that looks that natural. It's like actually insane. I can't believe I haven't seen GIFs of that a million times.
It actually kind of builds tension in a really good way too, because like the idea is they're trying to keep the, it's a dumb concept.
It is a really stupid scene, unfortunately.
But the shot is effective in, you know, it's kind of like, oh fuck, that's kind of spooky. You're kind of getting there. It's not literally their perspective, but you're kind of moving along with them. And
The elevator. They're trapped in the elevator with the robot, and they're just keeping it away by holding up this big magnet, I guess.
It's quite silly.
And it's just rotating around him. And yeah, it's not great.
But this is a good shot.
And then they keep climbing the top of the building. It collapses. And then they explode the robot. And then we get a scene where the commander guy mourns the dead boys, dead soldiers. And then they're gonna arrest Sybil. The hot teenage girl doesn't want them to, because they were, you know, they were together.
She saved her fucking life, man.
Oh, we kind of skipped a part. Yeah, go into the city, and the robot's after his daughter. So the Sybil goes from just documenting to actually trying to help her,
because she finds out that she's in danger before anybody else.
Right.
Because she sees their home, and she left a voice message saying where she is, so she knows the robot knows where the girl is.
Yes. Okay. So. Covered.
Yes.
So yeah. So they're, you know, they're together for most of the second or the third act or whatever. But they're gonna arrest Sybil and the best line in the movie, which is when the granddaughter says, "Grandpa, why won't you help her?" And then he goes, "Because it's not scientific."
Which that we were in conniptions when we heard that fucking line.
Oh my god!
I don't know what is he saying.
Fit. Yeah, I don't.
This is peak madness. This is peak science madness. He's been completely overtaken.
Yeah, no, he has the science fever.
Yeah,
no idea. And then the last scene is extra confusing. I feel like it was heavily edited down or something, where like Sybil's back in her apartment. She's basically talking to the camera about what happened afterwards. And she's like, yeah, it's hard to believe, like, you know, a bunch of soldiers fighting a robot. I can't believe that would happen. And it's like, wait, you were there the whole time? What are you trying to say? And then she's like, my camera got confiscated or destroyed or whatever. But then she sees the footage on the news, and
they got one reel out,
and but it's her assistant's taking the credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the footage has him in a compromising position, and he's like, no. And then cut to credits, or it was like cut to her driving fast down the highway, and then cut to credits. I don't know what was going on there, but then we get like a montage of her doing.
She's on her way to the next show.
Journalist
next
stuff
gig,
during the credits.
Her life doesn't just end where the movie ends. She's got an ongoing existence.
Her shirt says Apple Seed. Or before that, it says Sybil, spelled very badly.
Sybil. Like
Sheebel. It's funny. That's how they say Sybil over there.
It's not scientific.
It's not scientific.
But yeah, this is okay. It's all right. It's not one of the better ones we've watched.
We have to get through every cyberpunk 80s and 90s OVA.
Got
to
be about halfway there. Oh, wait, no. There's a million. There's unlimited.
We'll
never run out. I don't think we could ever run out of 90s
OVAs. Yeah, we can always fall back on this exact thing again with a robot. There will always be. There is always a robot. There's always a city. There is always a butch lady with a machine gun.
It's a bit. The tone was a bit refreshing in this one. It's a little. It takes itself a little bit less seriously than most of the ones we've seen. But then at the end, we've got the general dude is kind of like lamenting the lost soldiers. But like the Sybil isn't always in super serious mode, and There's a little bit of tonal difference.
The audio's not mixed well, and the music is inconsistent. Like, it's kind of good towards the end, but, like, in the middle, like, there's just the robots are fighting, and it's just silence. It's very strange. And the robots also aren't very intimidating. They look... Their movement is really unthreatening, and they just kind of move like monkeys.
I think they
or very clumsily walk.
It just didn't fit. They move too smoothly to be really jarring. You know what I mean? Like they're like,
yeah.
Because you know, like the Terminator moves kind of clunkily once it's down to being
not,
skeleton.
They're not fast enough to be frightening, like in a startling way, but they're not like determined enough to be ominous, like the Terminator is. Because you can't stop. Terminator just walks, but you can't stop the fucking Terminator. You know,
there's no like period of tension building because
I do commend them for not showing the robots for like the first 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But then when you see it, it's just kind of standing on a hill in the woods and it looks like a dumb doll.
It's like a lame Appleseed. You know, it's like,
have you
just
seen Appleseed?
I've seen what they look like.
Oh.
Or like that fuck doll.
The fuck doll.
It's not actually a fuck doll, but it's a robot that they like to put into lewd positions on the internet.
Yeah, I feel like there's a name for that.
Hopefully you find it. Otherwise, this is just going to hang.
I just googled lewd jointed anime doll. No. That's
fuck. It's going to hang. I'm going to be that guy now. People are going to know.
What's it called?
If you go to the figures board, it'll help you out.
But I'm not going to find it right off the...
You might, actually. It's pretty popular. There's always a thread going. But whatever. It's not important.
What board?
There's
not a
figure board. Is it toys?
Oh, is it...
Toys. Anyways, yeah. I would say unremarkable. Not much of this really stuck with me super well. Except I liked the lead news reporter girl a fair amount. She was spunky. She seemed well put together, practical, if you will.
Was it the one with the huge ears?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Diffy?
Diffy. Let me see. Yes, it's one of those, yeah. But they have ones that are even thicker than that.
This has got some wide hips, man. I mean, I don't know if that's the actual name. It's just kind of... Oh, yeah, no, there's a lot of lewd positions happening in this thread. The first three images are all different poses. That's
spreading
funny.
Yourself. But
what is the name of this?
Basically, my only takeaway was that the two girls were good, and the science man was funny, and that's it.
Otama, what is this? What is this doll?
The general dude's basically just Major Zero for Metal Gear.
Wait, what? Why is he Major Zero?
Or not Major Zero. No, Major Zero. He's got that tone. I don't know. This is the delivery, I guess. General seriousness.
I can't find the name of this fucking robot. We're not ending this podcast.
It's a double entendre there.
This fucking robot.
Yeah. What else we got?
This one's covered in some kind of...
Movement was nice. Show was unremarkable. Really, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, Drossel.
It's kind of funny that we covered...
Fireball. Anime. Oh, is there an anime? We got to watch this next.
I feel like...
13 episodes, 2011. 13 episodes, 2008. Shit. Two seasons. Fireball.
Oh, wow. That's actually a thing, huh? I didn't know that was from a thing.
I bet it's CG and bad.
All right. Well, wait for that for the next episode. Strap in.
I mean, we know what we're doing for the next episode, but yeah, episode after that, Fireball.
Here
wait
we go.
For it. Oh, three. No cell shading of any sort.
Perfect. Just the way I like it.
Oh, boy. What does this look like? Let's watch a video.
You know what? Fuck it. You know what, Declan? Cancel what we got on board for next time. We're just going to watch another 80s OVA.
Oh. Ooh, 2008, huh? Television CG in 2008.
Looking good? You looking good?
Is this the whole episode? Oh, it's a minute and a half. Okay, no wonder.
Yeah, I'd put my dick on that. That looks good.
If she's, if she has a lubrication sort of function.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't see any orifices of any sort.
It opens up. Side doors.
Oh, that's nice. That's convenient.
Yeah.
Drossel. Drossel von Flügel.
Can you say that again?
Drossel von Flügel.
Drosselvarfugel.
It's not scientific.
I can't fuck this robot. It's not scientific. I can't not fuck this robot.
Where are my Jewish women?